Donald Trump left an entire room quiet after rambling about snakes and pointing out someone in the crowd that looks like his daughter Ivanka during a Christmas speech at the White House just today. This photo on screen was taken last night at a Christmas party that he made a brief appearance at. And I just want to remind you, I know this framework is a bit tired, but if Joe Biden had said a quarter of the shit that Donald Trump says on a daily basis, the New York Times would have posted like four times as much coverage of Joe Biden's craziness. I'm going to walk you through the speech where Donald Trump rambles about snakes, leaving the entire room quiet before rambling about his daughter and the election being stolen in 2020 and how more evidence is going to come out. I mean, the room gets quiet very quickly during this rant about snakes.
You heard, did you hear this, Sergeant? And so he's being read his rights and his, this is, they thought he was dead three times, three different times. They carried him out, feeding him the antivenom. And over a period of months, he was unconscious for a long time, many weeks, and he made it. I asked him, how you doing today? He said, is it perfect? Look how quiet everybody is. You know.
I don't think anyone's following what you're saying, man. Not long after, he then talks about his daughter, Ivanka.
The two of those guys, the greatest. Then we have a man who, to me, this is the most interesting story. Boy, do you look like Ivanka. Has anyone ever told you that? I'm looking. I'm saying, is that Ivanka? Could you just turn around for the camera? Does she look like Ivanka? It's the most unbelievable thing. I didn't want to take a chance. I say, is that Ivanka? You look just like Ivanka, which is a great compliment, actually.
I mean, that wouldn't be inherently weird for most other fathers until you add the context of this video right here.
I said that if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her. You know?
Stop it. Oh, it's so weird. Stop it.
You know what? You are sick.
Far from protecting his daughter from being talked about as a sex object, he has encouraged it multiple times on Howard Stern's radio show in 2004 and then again in 2006.
By the way, your daughter.
She's beautiful.
Can I say this? A piece of ass.
Yeah.
She looks more voluptuous than ever.
She's actually always been very voluptuous. She's tall. She's almost 6 feet tall.
I mean, voluptuous is a big word for 2005 Donald Trump, first of all. But I guess when he's describing his daughter, he has a larger vocabulary than normal. It's all very creepy. And then add the context of him picking people, lawyers, picking Caroline Levitt, people around him specifically because they look like his daughters. I'm not making this up. Donald Trump has a repeated pattern of picking people based on their looks for roles. He oftentimes picks young blonde women that look like his daughter.
In May, Ivanka described herself as a feminist while defending her father on CBS after a scathing New York Times article about his alleged negative treatment of women.
Oh, the guy that yells at reporters, women reporters, and says, quiet, piggy. And then says, you're a terrible person, a terrible reporter, you have a terrible life. The guy who says he grabs women because they let him do it. The guy who described his daughter as voluptuous and said he would date her. That guy. And by the way, the right-wing overlords do not want this type of content being boosted in the YouTube algorithm. So if you click the subscribe button below and you drop a like, it helps boost it.
Is there unending commentary on the female form?
No. I've known my father, obviously, my whole life, and he has total respect for women.
Please welcome the lovely Ivanka Trump.
Still, even Ivanka seemed confused when talk show host Wendy Williams asked about things the two have in common.
What's the favorite thing you have in common with your father?
Either real estate or golf.
Donald, with your daughter?
Well, I was going to say sex, but I can't relate that. I can't relate that.
That is some weird, okay.
Donald Trump has always been proud of his daughter.
I'd call collect to his office.
Okay, we're going to leave it there and continue on with this speech. He then addresses the shooting at Brown University in Rhode Island. It's a tragedy, and I just want you to run this through the filter, the if Joe Biden had said this filter. Regarding the shooting at Brown University, Trump said, quote, things can happen.
And Brown University, great school. Mm-hmm. Great, really one of the greatest schools anywhere in the world. Things can happen. So to the nine injured, get well fast, and to the families of those two that are no longer with us, I pay my deepest regards and respects from the United States of America.
from the United States of America. They're in the United States of America. But after he then rambles about snakes and says, look how quiet everybody is, he launches into a tirade about the 2020 election being stolen. Take a listen to this. I have some commentary here.
Very good at cheating. They're professionals at cheating. Because we won in 2016 by a lot. The election was rigged in 2020. We have all the ammunition, all the stuff, and you'll see it come out. It's coming out in truckloads.
Okay, we've been waiting 5 years for any evidence. When you took it to 60 different courts, every single court rejected every single piece of evidence. Even Republican judges, even judges appointed by Donald Trump, said there's no evidence of the election being stolen. So 5 years later, this pathetic small man is trying to manipulate the minds of impressionable Americans by lying about the election being rigged and stolen en masse. This is not only dangerous and authoritarian because it erodes democracy at home, but this helps dictators abroad who want to destabilize the United States and make people think that our elections are already rigged. So the word of the president of the United States really means a lot. It really does. What the president says on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, means a lot. And Republicans seem to understand this when Joe Biden is in office, but they forget this whenever Donald Trump takes the podium and tells lies about election fraud. Whenever Donald Trump says he wants to execute slash hang his political opponents, he will stand in front of the military and say the Democrats are gnats who need to be taken care of, use apocalyptic, inflammatory rhetoric. After Erica Kirk says she doesn't hate the other side, he comes out on stage and says, I do hate the other side. The president's word means a lot. Yet he's using it on Christmas receptions to say the election was stolen. Disgusting. Listen to this final clip of Donald Trump talking about Miami and California and more rigged election rhetoric.
Election, the entire map is red other than two little blue stripes along the outer edge. One is California, one's New York. And California's election, New York also, but California more than any other place is so rigged. It's such a rigged election. You know, we won the Hispanic vote. So a lot of people say Republican wouldn't win California, but I won the Hispanic vote. I won in Miami. Think of that. In Miami, I won the Hispanic vote. Along the Texas border, I won every single city or town touching the Texas border, and they're 85 to 90% Hispanic. We won the Hispanic vote. If the vote in California was legitimate, which it's not, they have 38 million ballots. Everything is mail-in voting. They mail out 38 million ballots, and they come in. Where the hell do they go, and where do they come from? It's a rigged election in California.
Okay, do you know how dangerous it is for the president of the United States to come out and just randomly, brazenly say the vote in California is rigged? That is stochastic terrorism that could get thousands of Americans to potentially, like, storm the Capitol. Oh, wait. It already did. But secondly, when Donald Trump says the Hispanic vote swung towards him, he's actually right about Miami, about the city of Miami, and across the country in general. But what he's leaving out is that the Hispanic vote has swung back even harder. It's like the pendulum was pushed a little bit, which means it came back and swung even harder towards the other side due to the mass deportations and the absolute reckless, brazen way that Donald Trump has treated immigrants and people in this country. There is racial profiling happening, and he's standing there bragging that a year ago he tricked Latinos in Miami to vote for him. It's disgusting, and I'm going to leave it there. If you made it this far, drop a blue heart. I love you all. Peace out.